from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Well, Paul Skeens ready to make his first star since the All-Star game. After the Pirates behind Mitch Keller's strong pitching beat the Cardinals last night and moved to a half game out of a wild card spot and only one game behind St. Louis in the standings. For the uninformed, baseball changed its playoff format since the last time the Pirates were in the postseason in 2015. It's no longer a one-game playoff. It's now a best of three. The team that's the better seed hosts the entire series, three games played in three nights. And that's how I was looking at this series against St. Louis, because of the way they set up their pitchers, Malzi. Mm-hmm. I think if they had their druthers, this is how they would do it. They would have Keller start game one. They would have Skeens start game two. And then game three would be maybe Ortiz or Jones. Or
you just keep both of those hands on deck if they have to piggyback each other. I would actually probably do that, even though it kind of screws you up for the next series. I would say if Jones can give you five, then bring in Ortiz and try to give you the rest of the game.
And you won the first game behind Keller, and let's see if you can do the same thing behind Skeens. It does get me picturing the Pirates in the postseason, because St. Louis is a fixture in the playoffs, and who knows? I mean, with the way things are going, it's not entirely out of the question that the Pirates and Cardinals could play in the first round. Well, if St. Louis passed Milwaukee and the Pirates got in, that could be a
3-6
matchup. Yep. The Skeens thing, we had Greg Brown on last hour. The Skeens hype from the All-Star game has carried over to this game tonight. I'm on the Pirates website, and they put a map up of PNC Park from overhead that shows you where you can still find tickets for tonight's game.
Mm-hmm.
All of the lower deck tickets are gone from where up both first baseline and third baseline until they kind of like, what's the word I'm looking for here? They cease to be parallel with the line and kind of start to curve when you're going way down into the corners.
Okay. When they recede back from the playing surface, perhaps.
Like, you know where there's that little spot where the ball girl will sit?
Yes.
And sometimes the ball will be fair and it'll kick off that corner and
where they jut in.
Cause hell, yes.
The jutting seats.
The jutting spots. Yep, those are
They're filled right to the juts.
Everything else is gone. Every single club level seat sold out. Every seat in the upper deck from, I would say, like the infield spots from like first base all the way around to third base.
Draw a straight line up into the upper deck and it's filled.
Are filled.
So basically only the further down and then the cut-in parts of the upper deck.
Yep.
So
and then some bleacher areas, like the second
tier. Probably 25,000 seats sold, right?
The second tier of the bleachers, there are still seats. There are no seats in center field. There are no seats in right field.
So you're thinking 25 to 27,000 probably?
Looks if, that
if
way
39,000 is a sellout, basically. They set those attendance marks. Then it sounds like they've got 25 plus for a Tuesday night.
Easy, man. Without,
and that could be a walk-up that still increases because people found out you're going to the game and that you predicted a perfect game, so they think they might see history.
Correct. Yes, exactly.
Now, where are you sitting for this game?
I'll be in the press area.
Hmm. Going as press. Working press.
Yeah, because I have to do the sports call tonight.
See, I actually thought you were taking the family to this game.
No, it's not a school night, Stella. Well, not a school night, but a weeknight. Stella can't stay out that late.
She's got to go to school tomorrow.
Big test tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. She's got Calc 2 tomorrow in the middle of July as a one-year-old. Can't keep her up late. She's got to get a healthy breakfast tomorrow before she gets on the bus.
Face value for these tickets are $45. I'm not here to be a Pirates ticket representative, but the fact that you can see Paul Skene's pitch for under $50, this is like whenever there's one of these surveys that says Pittsburgh rated as a top 10 livable city.
This is why.
This is why. If Paul Skene were at 22 years old,
on the Red Sox, right?
Or the Yankees, mm-hmm. or the Cubs, or the Dodgers, even though it's a Tuesday night, I can assure you.
Get in price is?
Well over $100. Easy, I think. There's such a demand to see this guy. I really do think he's gotten people back on the bandwagon. If we can open it for calls, 412-928-9370, because we do have tickets to another event to give away next hour, and the best call will win tickets. Paul Skene's first start of the second half. Has Paul Skene's gotten you back on the Pirates bandwagon? 412-928-9370. I think the answer among many of our listeners will be yes. The fans are now doing things and changing their summer routines as sports fans because they want to make sure they're watching this guy.
Well, he's done something impressive in this fishbowl that you and I exist in and Donnie exists in. He has made Steelers talk of training camp, which they report tomorrow. I'm not saying he's made it feel irrelevant, but he has made it feel like an obvious second choice right now. You're talking Paul Skene's when Paul Skene's is pitching. You're talking Paul Skene's when he's not pitching because of what he's done. He's also managed, I think, to reach the apex of hype right at the deadest part of the sports calendar in general, like when very little is happening most years, this part of July. I know the Olympics will start soon, but no one here really is gassed up about that. Here's the other thing, and this goes back to my famous I'd take Dylan Cruz argument, where I'd always want the position player. It's nice. The position player could do spectacular things. McCutchen was worth the price of admission in his prime. You could watch him do very cool stuff. Trout, Otani. Otani's a different animal altogether. But, like, home runs are very cool, right? Very fun to watch a guy hit a ball a very long way. That's why O'Neal Cruz is breathtaking. When he crushes one, it's insane. But when you go to a game, you have no guarantee that O'Neal Cruz is going to tag one. When you go to watch Paul Skene's right now, you pretty much can be guaranteed he's going to hit triple digits a lot, and he's going to throw pitches that look completely unhittable. So you know what I mean? It's a safe draw right now.
Yeah, and I think people want to say that they saw it in person. Like, let me make this analogy. There are very, 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 very few movies that I say to myself, I need to go see that in theaters.
Okay.
Do you do that with anything anymore? Is there like...
Had to see it in a theater? No. I mean, I can go to the basement, best seat in the house, doesn't cost me anything.
But, like, I know whatever. Some people that are either big into Star Wars or superhero movies, like Avengers.
And yeah, see it in IMAX.
They need
to
go see it in theaters because that experience is different from, even if you have this great state-of-the-art home setup.
Well, yeah, it's
not the same thing.
Those people want to see it on, like, opening night because you're seeing it. It's almost like a sporting event because everyone's cheering, everyone's a big fan.
Yeah, like, I think that people have watched Skene's on TV or heard us talk about him and want to go see what all the fuss is about. I think he's had that. And there are very few things in sports anymore that I think get individuals in sports that I think get people to do that. Like the home experience is so good for the most part that watching it there beats going to see it in person. But there's Like, don't you think people love to say that they were at the wild card game in 2013,
yes.
that they didn't just watch it, that they were a part of that whole...
Yeah, I wasn't at that game. I wanted to be at that game.
Religious experience
yes.
that was...
That's one... You probably tell people you were at that game before certain Penguins playoff games.
I think people want that with Skeens this year, Chris. I saw him in his rookie year when he was the biggest phenom in sports.
I got to
when
see him
in
his first game,
baseball.
Which
we
is
were,
fun.
We
yeah,
were both
we were there,
yes.
which was fun. I will say... The only appointment for me with him is I got to be in front of the TV to watch it. Because I think it's actually fun to watch a pitcher pitch on TV because you can see exactly where those pitches are. Let's be honest. Unless you're in center field, you don't have a great feel for where the pitch actually is relative to the strike zone.
Mm-hmm.
You're just guessing if you're on a side.
I know, but the bigger the crowds get,
there's an electricity
and the more
and
they get
buzz.
Into
yes,
it, exactly.
Sure. I mean, his first ever start, people were standing and applauding when he got to like two outs in the first inning, let alone two strikes. And I think it was because the one guy behind us had a strike out the side prop that ended up...
he did.
That ended up going haywire.
I had that bet in.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
and
that
baby,
was beautiful.
Did he get close.
That yeah. was awesome.
No, there's an energy that... There's definitely an energy around a guy like Skeens right now that can't be... You can't pick it up even if you're watching it on TV. No matter how great the broadcaster, they can't convey the energy that's in the building. It's the same way that, like, a ninth inning, like, when a comeback is happening. I was at that game Friday when the Pirates rallied to win. There's a buzz that – there's a palpable buzz in the park that you can't do justice to on TV at any point. It can be very dramatic, but hearing those people start to murmur, like, hey, something's happening here. I think they're going to get this done. And that roar that comes up when a very stupid play is made to go home and they tie the game – there's nothing like being there for that.
And I do think the desire to see this guy and be a part of his career supersedes and is greater than, for most people, not everyone, is greater than the other qualms they have with the Pirates or Major League Baseball. Like, I think he's been able to overcome that. Like, I think, I do. I think mainly and mostly he has.
People, I think, are able to put it aside at least temporarily, but I do think in a weird way it's exacerbated some of their issues with those aforementioned
parties. Yeah, we've talked about that, but like you had Mitch Keller, your co-ace, on the mound last night against a team you're chasing in the standings. They had a good crowd, not a great crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Skeens pitches tonight, and there's like, on the Pirates website, maybe 3,000 seats available, possibly less.
Mm-hmm.
And think about what their season ticket base is. So
not
I think
huge.
Their season ticket base might be around 10,000. That means that people...
It's about a quarter of their ability to put people in that park. They can fit just under 40.
That means, I wouldn't say all 20,000 or so, but I'm guessing if it was Luis Ortiz tonight, they'd probably have around 17, 18,000 fans. So... almost half of the fans that are showing up for this game are buying tickets specifically, I think, to watch Skeens pitch.
I mean, you're going to see a show. You're going to see him throw the ball
and I'm saying a perfect
insanely
game.
Hard. Yeah.
Is your expectations for him that he will win the Cy Young in the second half of the season?
Yeah. I mean, if we take Derek Shelton at his word that they aren't going to shut him down, they might go six-man rotation. I think there's only going to be one question.
So you are predicting him right now to win the Cy Young?
Yes.
Okay.
What's he going off at right now?
I'm pulling up the FanDuel Sportsbook as we speak.
I saw some odds earlier because we have MLB Network on one of the big TVs in there. He was third.
He's been third for a little bit. It's been
and it
Sale.
Was, I want to say 4-1. It was Sale and Wheeler ahead of him.
Yeah.
Which I've been saying that, I've been tooting that horn for more than a month because a lot of these guys that were ahead of him in the Cy Young race are not pitchers that you can depend on and count on who are in the primes of their careers and having great seasons. They're older, like in the case of Sale and Wheeler, or they were guys who were like Suarez and Lopez in Atlanta who were just having career years.
I think the only thing that's going to stand in his way is will he throw enough innings, but I think that's going to be the debate is he'll have maybe 100, let's just spitball 140 innings or something like that. Maybe closer to 150, and they will be dominant innings. I think his numbers are going to look eye-popping.
Well, he is.
Will the voters decide that that's worthwhile?
He is right now. It is not. There's not a quote-unquote base like the pitching triple crown. I think is ERA, strikeouts, and wins.
Yep.
He won't get the wins or the strikeouts because he hasn't been up the entire year. But he is, if he qualifies, he will lead baseball or would lead baseball right now in these three categories. National League, not all of baseball, my bad.
Mm-hmm.
ERA, 1.90. Mm-hmm. WHIP, walks and hits divided by innings pitched. He'd lead that at 0.92. And strikeouts per nine, 12.1. Three huge ones.
They're monster stats. I think he's the best pitcher in baseball. I mean, I tweeted this a couple of weeks ago. I said, maybe it was last week, I just said, I think very real chance Paul Skenes starts the All-Star game. This is after he had been named the starter. Starts the All-Star game, wins NL Rookie of the Year, and wins the NL Cy Young. One of the, it would have to go down as probably the greatest rookie pitching season
ever. Well, Valenzuela is the last one to do that.
But wouldn't it be the greatest rookie pitching season ever, potentially?
Would you
put Valenzuela ahead of it?
I would put Valenzuela ahead of it for this reason.
Through more innings, I would assume.
They also won the World Series.
Well, never say never. You're calling for a perfect. It's more likely they win the World Series than Skenes throws a perfect game tonight.
He won Rookie of the Year and the Cy Young with LA that year.
And he was an actual rookie and not like a guy like Ichiro.
He was 20
MVP.
Years old.
Yeah, he was in his mid to late 20s.
Now, it was a weird season because of the
strike, wasn't there?
Yep, in 81. Yeah, they had a first half and the second half. They only played 100 games that year.
Oh, then
110
count.
Games.
Doesn't count.
True. Yeah, so it would be the best. I take back what I said.
Good, smart. Hey, it's just, there's a rarity. He is the best pitcher in baseball. I feel very confident and comfortable saying that.
So do
I. I think there's it's very rare. I said this about McCutchen. McCutchen at his peak was always one of the 3 to 5 best players in baseball. He was never the best. Because Trout existed, and everyone who watched baseball knew Trout was the best player they were watching. It is something else altogether when you know you've got the best. Penguins fans knew it when they had Crosby for many, many years of his prime. Now Oilers fans, I think, know it when they see McDavid. Our guy is the best in the sport. There's something different about that.
Sale is plus 110, Wheeler is plus 190, and Skenes is still, I say it's a deal. A month ago, it would have been an absolute heist to get him where he was priced, but now he's plus 550. So if you bet,
when did you bet him?
You'd win $550. I did not bet him to win the Cy Young. I bet him to win the Rookie of the Year when he got called up, and I feel like that's a layup now. I think he was. Let me pull it up. Like 25-1.
Well, congratulations on all your betting success.
Thank you. Well, he hasn't won it yet, Malzie.
He's probably going to. His ERA is going to be even lower tonight when he's thrown a perfect game.
Right.
What'll it drop down to? I mean, you should be able to do the math. He'll
be the favorite to win the Cy Young when he throws his perfect game tonight. So maybe I should bet.
He'll have 75 and a third innings pitched and nothing on the ledger.
Speaking of betting, BetQL today calling their lock of the day, their 5-star bet, the Cardinals. Yeah.
To lose?
To win, behind Lance Lynn.
Ah. His, mid-4s ERA? And the Pirates traditionally, I feel like, hit Lance Lynn reasonably well.
Oh, yeah, they did 10 years ago. When he was on that, more than 10 years ago now, on that 13 team.
Yeah, they bashed him around. I know he's had a couple good starts against them. They're 5-star lock of the day?
Yep. Cardinals.
You want to fade it, and I'll actually bet it for science purposes?
Well, yeah, I've already bet Skenes, because I don't think you can bet perfect game. I've already bet him to throw a no-hitter tonight on FanDuel.
And what are you getting on odds for that?
Oh, I'm getting massive odds. Donnie, you want to join me on that? Have you ever bet that one?
I'll throw a couple bucks on there.
What's pitcher to throw no? Now, does he have to throw all 9 innings, or if he left without giving up a hit after 7, would you cash?
No, he's got to.
I think it has to be a real perfect game, no?
Hold on, let me pull it up here. I'll get it during the break for you boys.
Donnie and I were debating perfect games briefly yesterday, because I challenged him, Braden. We had a misconnection, so he and I were kind of just like shooting the breeze, Donnie and I were. And I said, how many perfect games can you name? I'll give you the couple that are like ancient era baseball when Cook was around. And we got down the rabbit hole of, I said, there are really 25 of them, not 24, because I consider Galarraga to have thrown the only 28 out perfect game in history, like just because my eyes tell me he did it. Then Donnie brought up a good point, though. One of the actual perfect games is pretty clearly not one. Phil Humber did not throw a perfect game. He got a ball 4 called
You're
a strike
right.
3 on a check swing that was not even remotely
egregious
close.
Egregious call.
Remotely close to a check swing strike 3.
By the way, Pony, 15 years ago today, the Mark Burley perfect game.
Mark Burley!
Dwayne Wise.
Who's your buddy? Donnie has a buddy who's a big baseball guy who said he hates the Dwayne Wise play.
He hates the Wise
play. He thinks Wise hot dogged it and slow played it to the wall. I said it's one of the worst baseball takes I've ever heard.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.